And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sander.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and on 97.3 The Fan. Having a great time here this morning. One of my favorite shows to get to do with my buddy Corey. It is the free-for-all show. It's the freelance show. It's the whatever you want to call it. Pete's down in Mexico enjoying a great trip with our Let's Talk Hookup crew, having a tournament, the Let's Talk Hookup tournament at Palmas de Cortez, and they're having a great time. And Wayne, our other member of the family, is out in Japan having a good time with his fam, and it looks like he's doing a full eating, sightseeing, just awesome tour, so stoked for Wayne. But, man, you got Corey and I hanging out, talking fishing, having a lot of fun, and today is the day for you. We're just freelancing, talking about whatever it is you want to talk about, lobsters, local, tuna fishing, whatever it might be. We got you covered today, and we've been having a lot of fun, and there have been some great phone calls, great catch reports, and some great text messages to go along with it, Corey.
There has, and if you want to join us, we've got this entire next hour, and being on 97.3 The Fan, Jeff's waiting for you. I'll give you the telephone number if you want to join the show, 833-288-0973, or there has been a ton of texts, right?
Oh, it's
and
crazy this
morning. You can send your text through the app. It's only through the app. It's a one-way message system. Make sure you leave your name and telephone number, because at the end of the show, we're giving away a full-day trip on the Mission Bell. And as promised, Rick,
we got him, man.
We've got the man. It's Gundy Gunderson, our surf guru, and has a surf report, and can't wait to hear it. Good morning, Gundy.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing great, Gundy. Good morning.
We've got changing conditions. You know what? What strikes me at this time of year, this season, you know, we've had so much uneven stuff, but we don't see these Santa Anas forming or these offshores like we normally do in the fall, you know. And that's the problem with you know, changing weather patterns, is that what do they change to, you know.
Sure.
And that's kind of like the thing we got going here. Water temperatures are still holding up. You know, we've got like 62, 63 on the lower end up Santa Barbara. And then there is a little bit of 65, and that, you know, that's plenty warm. So, as I've said before, I think the weather is going to dictate where we go from here. But we are seeing that shift to cooler water, more perch, a few more halibut, and that's something to keep an eye on. As the halibut catches took an uptick this week, you know, the basin, there's more bait inside in the cooling water. The corbina are still on most of the beaches, but really hard to get a bite. The bites that the guys have been getting on more exotic baits, you know, or like mussel or bloodworm or go shrimp, things like that. That's what you really got to think of kind of late season when you go after those corbina. And there's some real nice quality fish. We had a 4-pounder in the report here. And, you know, the other thing, we had that hurricane push up the coast, and normally you'd see water temperatures kick up when those hurricanes slide up, but we haven't. That hasn't been the case either. So just file it in that file of this whole season. It's kind of a head scratcher, you know what I mean? Hook, line, sinker reported the best fishing again off Santa Barbara. A slowing bite, but still some decent perch catches, especially out west there. Gaviota was one spot that was real good this week. And then a handful of legal halibut. That's improving. The Goleta Pier was still a hot spot for those guys. Really good bite on short to just legal sea bass, and these schools are coming up in the evening. The lighting on the pier is drawing the bait, and the bite's going into the night or early in the morning. If you get there in the dark, they're biting. So these guys are throwing white flukes, spoons, you know, things of that nature. And the bonita have been on the pier too, and some quality fish. They had some real nice ones popped up early in the week, and one guy landed a 9-pounder. That's a real nice bonita off the pier. They said They come tantalizing close to the pier, and then they go away, and some guys were chasing them down in kayaks. You know how that whole routine goes, watching those bonita, you know.
That's crazy.
Say again?
Oh, that's a jumbo bonito.
I'm wrapping my mind around a 9-pounder on the wood. How cool that is. What big bonita. That's a big bonita, period. Yeah.
What pier was that from, again, Gundy?
That's the Goleta Pier.
Okay.
They said on one day it was a school of 4 to 9 pound fish is what they estimated.
So sick.
And like I said, they come real close, and the guy's casting at them, and then a few guys launched kayaks and made some catches, so that, you know, that bonita thing's kind of fun or whatever. And then let's move south. Just Fishing reported still some nice corbina on the South Bay beaches there. They've got 64-degree water, 65. They took a 4-pounder on a bloodworm off Hermosa, a mix of 5 to 10-inch barred perch. A few legal halibut in the catch, according to Big Fish, in and around L.A. Harbor. They had a 34-inch fish taken off Shoreline Drive on a white fluke, and that's a pattern that develops in the fall when the bait gets in the shallows there. The guys start finding fish along Shoreline Drive. Pacific Coast reported scratch fishing off North County beaches, mostly perch, a few croaker, the occasional corbina, still seeing plenty, but tough to get a bite. The top catch, though, was a 5-pound short fin corvina taken out of the surf off Cardiff on a flash minnow. So I've heard some good reports of those short fin inside the harbor in the lagoons and stuff. So despite the slower shore fishing, that short fin bite's been pretty darn good. The guy's getting them on top water, flukes, and that's another bite that really thrives under the lights when the bait gets under the lights at night. That can be a really good night bite. One of my buddy's kids got a 7-pounder down in Mission Bay a few weeks ago at 2 o'clock in the morning.
That's a good
Remember
one.
When you could do that? You could fish at 2 a.m, no problem.
Right. I got better things to do with my night now, Gundy.
My 2 a.m.
4 hours into
a diaper, filling a bottle.
Yeah. It's an incredible fishery, though. That is, I mean, it's migrated from San Diego Bay and Mission Bay, and they get to Newport and in the lagoons, North County. It's pretty special.
Cool fish, man. They bite a lure, you know, they chase bait. It's a cool fish and a cool fishery.
They come out, they'll come out onto the beaches, you know, and I've seen them in Ocean Pier down Sunset Beach down there. Yeah, they're an interesting species, like a ghost species almost, you know what I mean?
Totally.
Exactly.
You really have to target them, but if you target them, you can make some fine catches.
Gundy, I want to add something to your bonito thing. So when I was in Pacific Coast Tackle this past week, they're catching from San Clemente, Dana Point, San Clemente, to Long Beach. In with the bonito, they're catching green jacks.
Yeah, that is it for sure.
And Walt in there showed me a picture. I took a picture. I'm showing Rick. And they're legit, like, some type of, is that a, what
green
is that?
Jack. I mean, that's all I know it as is a green jack.
Yeah, total green jack in with the bonito.
I'm trying to think of what
I'm going to describe it to you. It looks like a yellowtail,
but
a little more like compressed from head to tail, and it's not like a Jack Crevel shape.
It's not a Spanish mackerel,
but it's a total green. It's a jack, and they call them green jacks. Yeah, and so those are in with the bonito, and they're catching them off Belmont Pier.
What a trip.
They're catching them off the piers. Yeah,
I think we. We hauled them a couple times in the bait years ago, but I've never seen them mixed with bonita and catching them. That's pretty rare.
Yeah, and that came from Walt at Pacific Coast Tackle.
I'm gonna send you this photo, Gunny, just so you see it, and then we'll maybe put it up on our Let's Talk Hookup Instagram so everybody can scope it out. But I'll do a little research
and I'll tell you more about those things next week.
Well, good job, Gundy. I love your report. It's always full of good information. And there was a text from Bruce and Lemon Grove, wants to know when you're coming in studio.
Hey.
Oh, gosh, I got to do that.
You do, man.
Yeah, you know, I got some time next month. Maybe I'll give Pete a call and see if we can get in there.
Ah, Gundy, it'd make our day, buddy. That's awesome. Well,
I'd love to see you guys.
We miss you, but sure love hearing the reports every week. And I know how much effort you put into these up and down the coast, and we love it, buddy. Appreciate it very much. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, good freelance show. I love it.
Thanks, Gundy. Yeah, appreciate that very much.
And this report has been brought to us by SurfishTackle.com, and it's for all your surfish needs. You can check it all out at SurfishTackle.
Speaking of surf fishing and tackle and Gundy's great report, I'm really excited. We have Bill Varney is
super
going
cool.
to be giving one of the seminars that we're doing at Tackle Day
so
this
awesome.
Year. You know, it's tentative right now on which boat, but we're looking like we're hoping for the Tomahawk. It just depends. Really depends on fishing season. You know,
right.
come the first Saturday in November, hopefully. You know, for Captain Dave's sake, that boat's out and fishing away. But if it's not, we're hoping to do the seminar with on the Tomahawk with Dave. But if so, we're going to have the bait tank flooded, and Bill's planning on bringing all the different types of surf baits, you know, ghost shrimp and sand crabs and bloodworms and all those things.
Super cool.
Showing how rigging the whole nine, and Bill gives a fantastic surf fishing seminar. You know, you mentioned Jim Salazar. It's the same thing. Bill's the guy that wrote the book, The Light Line Revolution of Surf Fishing, and it's just an awesome, awesome time. I'm really looking forward to having Bill down here.
I have to say, Rick, you do an awesome job of putting together the seminars and the speakers and the people that want to share the information, and Bill does exactly that. And if you're not familiar with surf fishing and not haven't done it, maybe have a grandson or, you know, a daughter or son that you want to take and do it, it'll be a great seminar because he really makes it friendly and fun.
Yeah.
And it's pretty difficult to go surf fishing and use the right baits and light line and not catch
exactly.
surf perch.
Yeah. It's the most accessible.
It is.
It's free. You know, you catch a lot of the times you catch your own baits. When you're buying baits, they're inexpensive. The gear does not require a two-speed and a high-end rail rod. You can do it on the low. You can do it when you want. It's a great way to introduce kids to it. It's the type of fishery where you could just go down. You said it best, son or daughter, fish for an hour and a half, and when they're ready to go, you boogie, you know.
And you
don't have a ton invested in it. So, yeah, it's going to be a great seminar. We're really proud of it. Seminars is like something that we're really proud of at Tackle Days, and it's something I try to put a lot of effort into, and Bill does an awesome job, and we're looking forward to that.
Only the best, Rick.
That's it. In addition to Bill this year, we're going to have Captain Frank Papresti doing a, you know, kind of a long range. We called it a lifetime of long range fishing, and it will be as much information, you know, as it will be story and, you know, a lifetime career of getting to be down there and all of those things. We have our co-host in here, Brandon Bono, from Two Fish Jigs. He's going to be doing a seminar with the whole team from Two Fish, himself, Bodan, Captain Matt Brawla from the San Diego and Captain's Concepts. Those guys are going to be going over surface iron fishing, the difference in jigs, like when and why you pick a jig for a situation and how you fish it and the gear you fish it on. So that'll be really cool. The Walking Fishing Encyclopedia has been dubbed by our, you know, great friend Granny Kovac. Steve Carson is the guy, and Steve does an awesome job.
Steve is an awesome. He's a gentleman.
He'll have done two more. He's on one right now. He'll do another one. Two more long range trips before Tackle Day happens. And Tackle Day's only a couple weeks away. You know, he's on a 7-day right now. He's got another trip coming up. So fresh, fresh info. And he does such a great seminar. And one thing, if you don't know about a Steve Carson seminar, the amount of stuff he gives away during his seminars are like, if you're a raffle collecting guy, that's the one. You know, in the audience, he's always like, okay, you know, pop quiz. What did we say was the best lure for wahoo fishing? Okay, that guy gets a couple of half-day passes to go fishing. You're going to win a pen, you know, a pen jig, that kind of thing. He's really, really fun and very entertaining, gives a lot of good stuff away.
Super neat, Rick.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's fun.
He's good, and Bill Varney, like we mentioned, and Lapresti, man, if you ever,
yeah.
Like, just the wealth of just everything.
Yep.
And he loves sharing it and the stories and...
He's not the easiest guy to get pinned down. Frank's busy and has a lot going on and all the boats and all the landings and all the businesses. And I was really excited. And, you know, we hit him up the first morning and he said, all right, well, let me think about it. I got a lot going on. And then a little later he goes, okay, yeah, I'm in. I'll do it. So we're really pumped to have Captain Frank. He's just the best. If you haven't attended one of those seminars, he's the man. It's
Rick,
really cool.
if you just looked at the seminars, it's badass. If you put the seminars aside and you look at the sail end of stuff, it is hands down ridiculous.
It's our best.
That's, I mean, if you're into buying that stuff, it's an incredible deal. I mean, some of the stuff you probably can't give away, but I don't know. What do you?
It's good. We try to put, this is our event, and this is the event that we put on, and we love going to PCS shows. We love going to Fred Hall shows. We love doing Day of the Docs. Those are all big things, and you know, they're all an opportunity for us to get out of the shop and see our customers and hopefully score a great deal for them. But this is our event, and we put this one on, and so we really try to make this our biggest deal of the year, and we try to make it more than just a sale, and so there's a lot that goes along with it, but the sale is what people are there for, and every single fishing reel that we have will be on a discount. There'll be free Spectra promotions. That's kind of the big one. CalStar rods at an amazing discount. You know, there's a couple of years ago, you couldn't hardly get the new one, and now, thanks to Chris and John and the whole team at CalStar, we have an amazing opportunity, a really big inventory, some brand new stuff, some very custom stuff, so we're looking forward to that. All of our jigs, every jig that we have on the wall, if not better, will be buy two, get one free. Like, there'll be lots of things that are even better than that, but all buy two, get one free. All hooks are buy two, get one free. We'll have fluorocarbon, buy one, get one free.
That is crazy.
It's just awesome. It's the time to score your deal of the year on stuff. And then
don't carry off brand fluorocarbon. Are you kidding me?
First run. It's APCO. It's Seaguar. It's, you know, it's all of it. It's Sunline. It's,
yes.
Yeah, it's all the best of it. And yeah, we're really pumped. It's going to be a great day. And we got Corey.
And I'll be there with a table. And as I mentioned a week or two ago, I'm bringing...
Dude, I hope you're ready for this.
7-inch split-tail slugs. And I'll bring some... I'll try to make some other slug stuff, too. But the shop does the buy two, get one free.
Right.
Is that, am I saying it right?
Yeah, no, you're right. Buy two, get one free.
The reason I'm confused is because I'm adding to it.
Yes.
So if you do the buy two, get one free, I'm throwing in a free one too. So you're buy two, get two.
I love this.
Ridiculous.
What I think is so cool about you doing that was on the hottest lure of yours that we had
crazy.
This year. You know, the common sense would be to take an item that is slow and we haven't moved a whole lot of and do the killer deal on that one. That reduces inventory and it makes a sale and you can move everything. But that's not it. The split tail slug, you'll hear people call it the fluke.
The fluke style.
It is overwhelming. Was our most popular because of that insane sea bass fishing that we talked about at Cedros this year, and because of that insane sea bass fishing we talked about with Jason and Jamie, all the channel lines, like that has kind of transformed how we fish shallow water sea bass.
Insane.
That jig was the most popular thing we sold this year, and that's the one that you're going to get the extra special deal. All of them will be buy two, get one free.
Why not?
So your VA hose and your 5-inch swimmers and all your weedless and your surf fishing baits and your standard slugs, all of that, if you're stocking up for your trip, is buy two, get one free. But the hottest jig we had, those flukes, will be buy two, get two.
And it just amazes me, Rick. I've made that thing for 20 years. Somewhere in there. 20 years.
Yeah.
20 years. And it's...
We trickle.
Yeah, right?
A couple get sold here and there.
There's guys that are onto it.
Yeah. Our regular Calico guys in the Gulf, and they all love it. We sell a handful.
Yeah. But not like...
This year.
No.
Thousands.
Forget it.
Yeah.
And it's important to mention, because I'm a one-man operation, that it's limited to what I'm bringing.
Yeah.
I'm bringing a lot, but it's limited to what I'm bringing. And I'm making colors. I've already made colors, Rick.
Oh, dude, I'm pumped.
That are so different.
I'm pumped.
They're all, how do I describe it? Pearls the color. How many variations of pearl can you make? Well, I've already got 7 or 8 of them.
Oh, I love it.
Your mind will be blown.
Yeah, I can't wait.
It'll be fun. Tackle Day is November...
November the 1st.
Okay,
first,
Saturday.
First Saturday in November. Yeah, it's going to be a great day and a great sale and a great raffle. And we do a huge raffle every year. All of our friends, we reach out for raffle prizes. Anybody out there that's listening, you want to throw something in the raffle, we'd love it. We sell the raffle tickets, and then we give the money to friends of Rollo. It's just an awesome day, and I hope everybody comes down to join us.
So if I want to buy a reel, I heard you mention reels and Spectra. Mm-hmm. If I want to purchase,
you heard what I said.
Let's just say a Tranks, and I want to have Spectra put on there? Do I have choice of Spectra? Yeah. Can I get Power Pro?
It's tackle day. You get to make the call. It's okay. Spectra, your choice. The way that the free Spectra works is every dollar that you spend, you get a free yard of Spectra. So
okay.
if you buy a $300 reel, you get 300 yards of Spectra. You buy a $500 reel, you get 500 yards of Spectra. That's for free. If you use a reel that you spent $300 on and it takes 400 to fill it up, we just charge you with that last week at a ridiculously inexpensive amount, just enough
okay.
to cover the, just enough, basically enough for us to cover our costs. So we don't go too far backwards.
But I'm thinking in my head. I mean, almost any bass reel I'd buy with, I mean, the dollar per yard would kill it.
That's a great system because it pretty much covers
fills
everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, and on the rare occasion that it doesn't, it usually takes less than $20 to get it there. And the reason we do that is so that we're not going and giving away some off-brand braid that nobody wants to use.
Right,
yeah,
right.
You make the call. If you want Power Pro, great. If you want Max Quattro, Depth Hunter, changing every 100 feet because you bought a new Tac 20, well, then that's what you get.
Like, Rick, I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be fun, man.
November 1st.
You got it, buddy. Hey, well, with that said, we're going to find out what's going on the water. It is time for our catch report, Corey. We got the Angler's Realtor standing by.
And it's brought to us by the Fish Pros of Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. It's where you get your premier processing experience. You can check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. And with more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity and the finest customer service. Stop by the location of Old Town. They're right there on Taylor Street, or you can check them out at fishermansprocessing.com. And don't forget to make your reservations today. And good morning, Yusuf.
Yo, what's up, bro?
Yo.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing good. Great. Yeah, excellent, buddy. It was a tough week of weather, but I know some good fishing in between. We had fun talking with Danny from Fish Dope yesterday, and that was always filling in for March report, so that was fun. Yeah, sounds like there's some highlights still to be had.
There is. It's been pretty windy the past couple of days, and we got a little bit more coming. But prior to that, the fishing was pretty good at Caverns and Three Sisters. Not a ton of action, obviously, with the wind. Santa Monica Bay area, there is still some calico bass, bonita, and short barracuda around. SCI, there was, prior to this these storms, the yellowtail was still biting good. Same deal. Just before sunrise, you know, for about an hour, and they were chewing, and as soon as that sun comes up, they're gone. Catalina, the same deal as Clemente, basically. There's a ton of bass and barracuda and bonita on the front side with some smaller yellowtail. Backside has been pretty darn good with the yellowtail prior to this weather. There is a lot of lobster fishermen in the area, so keep an eye out for that. Local fishing hasn't been great as far as La Jolla goes in San Diego area. Fish kind of been down. Islands has been pretty good. It picked back up. Most of the stuff is between the islands and the rock pile areas. Better grade of fish too that they were catching. Outside the islands, just the other day there was a good spot of tuna. 20 to 200 pounds is about 3 to 5 miles west of North Island.
Sick. How thick is that?
Yeah, exactly, right? That's been pretty much the best tuna fishing in the area right now. Going to go back up to Clemente, the Snail area, 7-Eleven. There's also some pretty decent fishing up there. Most of the stuff's been caught in the troll, ghost poppers, and colt snipers, stick bait kind of casting. These are smaller fish, like around 30 pounds. Cortez and Tanner, also before the blow started, was doing pretty well. They're smaller class fish, like 20-pounders, but they were showing up, and they were thick. A new little spot of fish that they found, sizable area, was around the Condomic. 267, we had a report of a guy out there. He said there's big spot of fish. And that's all I got for you today. Whew. Hopefully this coming storm.
I was just gonna say, Yusuf, if that's the report we have with significant weather, give us a shot. We got a day or two to get through here with a little bit of wind and a little bit of swell. But boy, the latter part of the week looks fantastic. Going into next weekend looks really good. So I think we got a lot of good in front of us.
Definitely do. I think we're gonna get some fake summer here before we fall into winter, and hopefully we'll crush some tuna in the meantime.
Love it, man. Well, we appreciate that. What's going on in the real estate world? I know you've been very busy, and a lot starting to happen here with, you know, rates starting to move.
We are. I'm launching 2 new listings today. I've got 2 listing appointments today. It's moving, man. The interest rate is fluctuating. A lot of people are trying to get in right now before we have some major drops, because it is going to drive prices up. So if you're thinking about listing soon, start prepping that property.
Right.
And especially if you want to move, we can do, it'll be a really good time to basically move up and get a good price for your home and still get a decent price on the new home that you're trying to buy.
And you've talked about that on the show in the past too, if that's something that's in the back of your mind that you're wanting to start to explore, like you said, you can, you know, somebody can contact you, you guys can start working together, because you know the things that are worth making the improvements on to your property before we go. You know, hey, you're going to spend X amount of money to get this right, but, you know, you'll likely see this Y in return. Hey, you don't need to worry about that. That's going to be on its own. No reason to spend the extra money on this, because it's not going to be worth it for you. But that's the level of service that you provide.
Definitely. I just took one over in East Lake from an agent that had it on market for 100 days. The thing just needed baseboards and flooring downstairs. Put that in. Got it into escrow in 3 days for $60,000 more than it was listed for prior.
Dude, there you go. That's exactly what I'm talking about. And you provide that service to all of your customers.
100%. And I can, even if you don't use me, I'll come over and give you an evaluation. We'll talk. And, you know, you can decide whether you want to use me or not, but I'll give you the nuggets that you need to get moving.
That's
awesome
stuff. And then you're going to be on the mind in the background. And then when it does make some sense for them to make the next move, they know that this was a dude that he said exactly what he said. He was honest. They wasn't worried about cashing a paycheck and taking the first offer that came our way. Like, everybody that's in our extended family that's done business with you says nothing but the best things, buddy. And we sure appreciate that. We appreciate a great report. If somebody wants to take advantage of all of the stuff you do, how do we find you?
You can get me on my cell phone at 619-277-2169. You can find me online at sportsmansrealty.com. You can also get me on social media at Cal Realty. If you'd like a home evaluation, you can get me at SoCalHomeEval.com. Put in your address. We kick you out a report.
That's it, man. No strings attached. Great job, Joseph. Appreciate it as always, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Take care, guys.
Appreciate that very much, buddy. And if you want to keep in touch with those great fishing reports, find out what's biting up and down the beach, find out weather, find out pertinent information. They do such a great job at fishdope.com, and you can save $30 off of a new fishdope.com membership using the code HOOKUPNOW. All lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW saves you $30 on your next new membership. Hey, had a great text from our buddy Eric Sheets wanting us to know in terms of Tackle Day. He says he will be at Tackle Day donating his time to the Friends of Rollo booth. So not only can you go down, see the boys at Friends of Rollo, participate in all of the great things they do. There's always a great sale. I know a lot of years in the past, Mike Lum has done the Pick a Box, which is always a very fun one, where you pick a tackle box. You do not know what's in the box.
But if it's a $25 value, or if it's a $125 value,
you always win.
You're going to get $25 worth.
No matter what, you win. You're getting something that's at or better than whatever the value you're buying. They'll also be selling grand raffle tickets. And the freaking real guru of the world, Eric Sheets, will also be there to, you know, hand you your prize and probably talk tackle and talk gear changes and swaps for your Talica or blueprinting your next reel, whatever it might be. So very cool. And he even mentioned that he's going to bring some Cal's custom-built reel gift certificates for that Friends of Rollo raffle. So anyways, we're excited to see Eric, and that'll be fun. Speaking of text, we had another text come through from our man, from Hanby. Jeff, who's so awesome to work with. Jeff on the Fan is our engineer on the studio side.
I have to laugh for a minute.
Please.
Because the boys during the day have nicknamed him.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
The Hanbino.
Okay. The great. I love it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well,
Jeff's awesome.
It's such a pleasure to have Jeff on our side on 97.3 The Fan. You know, the early morning weekend shift, I'm sure, at The Fan is no one's favorite, and Jeff is just, and Kyle as well. You know, we have such a good team here at Let's Talk Hook Up. But anyways, we really, really appreciate Jeff and everything he does for us. His question, Corey, was about lobsters. What part of San Diego is best for lobster hunting, and where would a novice look to get rolling?
Oh, my gosh. You're asking me in San Diego Bay. If I gave you the answer of anywhere, It would.
It's not a wrong answer.
It's not a wrong answer. Like anywhere. Well, structure is one of the things, but you don't have to have structure.
Right.
I can tell you if I purchased an ambush net and wanted to go catch a lobster, I could go from Shelter Island, Harbor Island, the pier.
Mm-hmm.
You can literally frisbee that thing into 15 feet of water off the rocks. You're going to get one.
Yeah.
I mean, it might take a few pulls.
Yeah, good bait, good area right now, early in the season, no doubt.
If you have a boat and you want to go get them, I'll tell you from the best area would be from the Coronado Bridge to the mouth of San Diego Bay.
That stretch.
That 25 to 40 feet of water.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to go wrong anywhere.
And that's so well to be said. Zuniga Jetty, on paper, looks great. There's big rocks and there's big craters and tons of lobsters get caught there. So I'm not saying it like that's a bad spot to be.
But it gets me fired up.
But that's the magnet also that draws a ton of people to.
Here's why I described
a great thing. Like, in between that bridge and the mouth of the bay, there's tons of area where there are not people. Find a nice little stretch that you have to your own.
Tons.
Steve Loomis, who was my favorite
person
that ever ran our boats at the landing, always said, like his, he used to always say that he would rather have 100% of a decent bite than to have 10% of a wide open one.
Yes.
You know, and that's what you can find. Just sneak away. Get yourself down the bay a little bit. Find a nice little stretch of clean water. Get all your hoops in a row. You can efficiently manage your gear. You can start to pick it apart because you're going to get to move your hoops based on where you want them, not based on, well, there's too crowded over there. If I go any farther south, I'm going to be butting into that guy. That's a little too much. I'd love to be a little more shallow, but somebody's already hooping in there. Like, you know, you get hooping around all those guys, you just can't make any adjustments. You just have to give what it gives you.
Here's a good way to lay it out. Go off Harbor Island or Shelter Island. Set three of them in 25 feet of water.
Yeah.
Set three out in 35 feet of water. Put three or four out in 40 or 50.
Yeah, just on the edge of the channel.
Right on the edge of the channel. They crawl in that open area there. Like, you're going to get one, I promise you.
Yeah. And maybe you're going to get the one that's been crawling there for a few years instead of one that just made it over legal size. Get some of those 5-pounders like Sherman was talking about.
You mentioned Zuniga. It gets me so fired up because that jetty has been there since like 1906 or something there. The Army Corps of Engineers put it there. I don't think anything's changed on there in the 45 years that I've had my existence fishing it. And it produces.
Generations of bugs have lived and died in that thing. Like,
there's the wall is not a wall. The wall is cavernous. It goes all the way through. So there's places holding bugs in there. I mean, think of the rock on the outside and the inside. There might be 50 feet, 60 feet of cavernous holes for them.
Nothing will ever get to that big bad 8-pounder's just been chilling in there his whole life.
It gets me fired up.
I love it.
Yeah,
dude. I love
it. Talk about getting fired up. We've got a whole other segment on Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to be taking your calls. Text them more when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and at 97.3 The Fan.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Seawatch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Saturday, November 1st, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We don't hold back on this one. Spectacular savings on a huge assortment of saltwater tackle. Over 20 tackle manufacturers reps. Join our free casting contest, amazing seminars, a huge raffle benefiting Rollo's kids. Saturday, November 1st.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
Seasoned long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast, so check Red Rooster 3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
Take a closer look at the Ford F-150. You'll see hard work, a great adventure, and so much more. Inside and out, it's designed for the family, the road trip, and the most demanding job. The 2025 Ford F-150, whether it's gas, hybrid, or the all-electric Lightning, find the truck that will meet your needs. From California's best-selling truck brand, the 2025 Super Duty, the rugged Ford Ranger, and the versatile Ford Maverick, it's time to see Ford in a new light. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today to see the great selection across the full truck lineup.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. And Rick, so much fun, man, just sharing good stories and fun and just free form and rock hard Rick. And if you want to join us, giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty, and callers, texters have been full, and
yeah,
it's all good.
We're actually doing a full-day trip on the Mission Bell today.
Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah, Rick. Yeah, all good. Captain Cameron, we're stoked on that. Point Loma Sport Fishing, a little full-day action. And, man, you want to talk about another great spot? We've been talking about it a lot lately, but I got an opportunity to go in again this week. Charlie's Landing over at C4 Sport Fishing.
Did you go over there?
Dude, that Smashburger.
Did you go for the Smashburger?
It's so good. So
come on.
I had had like a sample slider years ago, and that's what everybody keeps talking about, and went in for lunch the other day. Saw the boys over at the C4 Tackle Store. It is, dude, it's so good.
Rick,
it's like a hidden best burger spot San Diego status. It's really, really good, dude.
When he was in here and described the fries.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I mean, a Smashburger is badass, man. Like, but the homemade pickles? Tell me.
Everything those guys do is legit.
Yeah.
It's really, really cool. And it's not just that. I mean, it is going to turn into like a favorite local lunch spot. But if you're a private boat guy like I am that does most of your fishing out of Mission Bay, which is me, like we keep our boat at Dana Landing, you can call in your breakfast to go order and have that killer chorizo burrito waiting for you, because they're as close as you could be to the Mission Bay bait receiver. So while you're putting the boat in the water, call in your breakfast order, maybe even call in a to-go lunch, swing over, get your bait, slide up to the dock at C4 Sport Fishing, grab your gear, away you go.
And it's so friendly right there at C4. There's always a spot to bump up the bow or, you know, just side tie for a few minutes and go up and get that or drop off your passenger. And if you're going on one of their trips and you're holding a ticket, right? I mean, if you're going fishing, going whale watching.
Yeah.
Even, you know, if you're holding a ticket for that, first beer?
Tell me.
Are you kidding me? A dollar?
That's my favorite deal. Yeah. You get, yeah. Any ticket on any trip, first beer is a buck with any entree.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they're good people for sure. So it's certainly the spot to check out, whether it be the Charter Master catered meals that we talked about to cover your whole crew, or just going and getting a smash burger and a beer for a buck. It's a great spot. Charlie's Landing, right next to C4 Sport Fishing. Another thing I wanted to mention coming up, the CCA Golf Tournament. Big deal. Our buddy Uncle Al has been campaigning, talking all about it. It's October the 24th in Costa Mesa. It's a great CCA fundraiser. It's for the Orange County chapter. It's one of their biggest fundraisers. A really, really fun time. It's a best ball scramble, so you do not need to be good at playing golf to have a great time. And all of the money obviously goes to CCA, and a great event. If you want more information, check out the events tab on the CCA Cal website. But it's the CCA Golf Tournament, October 24th. A great time for sure. Phone lines are absolutely packed. Corey, let's jump right back into them.
How about that? In a very patient Hills, the one and only Hills from Ventura. Good morning.
What's up, Hills?
Woo! I love this show, you guys. The freeform show is so much fun. You know, Captain Cameron, I was hanging out with a good buddy of his, Greg, who used to own Ventura Landing. He's a lobster fisherman, and he's friends with Brian also. They're all good buddies, big lobster fishermen. He was saying that prices are down, and part of it is because, like, they export almost all of it, and there's, like, a different sort of duties now and stuff like that, but In any case, the show yesterday was so amazing because, you know, I love Channel Islands, Santa Cruz, and Santa Rosa and all that. But if you guys want to go, it is the Galapagos of California, like Jamie said. It's ridiculous. When I was a kid, we used to sneak on there because we had a boat and could sail out there. There were sheep. All the sheep ate everything. Now there's no sheep, no pigs, and it is it's all lush, and it's like there's moss and trees hanging over from the cliffs. There's a cave at the west end. You can actually drive a smaller boat inside the cave, and there's sea lions in there going,
I love it.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
And, cool.
Thank you guys for the show and the show yesterday. Those guys are so cool. I've talked to Jamie on the phone before, but God, Jason, he's a firecracker. That dude is so stoked.
And he's been that way his whole life, yeah. Too, Hills. That's the thing, you know. And he's passionate about fishing. And
what you could really tell was it wasn't a show. You know what I mean? Like, that wasn't a show he put on for the radio. You can tell, like, that guy is that passionate about what he does. Hills, thanks for the phone call, man. That was great. I couldn't agree more. That was really, really fun to talk about. And what a cool area. And I'll just be totally honest. It's just an area that I'm just, frankly, not familiar with. And I loved it. I want to get a lot more familiar with fishing up there. And I'm looking forward to fishing out of Santa Barbara Landing with those guys, because that everything that they describe is so up my alley, and it's just not something I've had in my bag of tricks, and I can't wait to go.
And he described the captains, right, Rick, Sal, and Rafa.
Right,
they're silent assassins, man. I'm telling you, like, Rafa is an up and coming. Like, I say up and coming because I'm an older dude, right? But he's been there. He's already been up and coming.
That's cool.
He's a really, really, really good fisherman.
I love it. Well, let's jump back into those phones, Corey.
Let's do that. How about Chuck? Chuck, home from Dana Point. Good morning, Chuck.
What's up, Chuck?
Good morning, you guys. I can't wait for Gundy to get on. Nobody will be able to call in. He'll talk the whole time. Right?
I hope so.
Good information.
You know, Ortega's been closing me out going over to Dana Wharf, so we kept reading about the new Seaforth down there. And you're always talking about how good the La Jolla kelp bed is. And we went down there half days. We went five weeks in a row. We got hooked on that thing. We probably cast 100 times, caught so many fish, so many keepers, throwing them back. And what a good vibe down there. We really liked that new Seaport. That was really great.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
I'm not giving up on Wooly, but, you know. And you know, the rock fishing, we're jig people, right? Me and my three boys. And we'll triple up down there and take pictures of three bass that came over at the same time. Or double up, we call it, if there's two. And, you know, that's just great. But, for rock fishing, that rip roller, if you're a jig guy like us, that's so fun, dude. And you get the big ones with them. And, that new line, the thinner line with less line drag, man. That opens up rock fishing to a whole new game.
That's a whole new deal for sure, man.
Oh, I love it.
That's it. So, well, Chuck,
great show, you guys. Always love it.
Appreciate it very much, bro. Thanks for the kind words. I had a great text for this morning. She says, morning, guys. These free-from shows are always so much fun. Thanks for sharing all the knowledge. I have a bass question for Corey. If you're going to hit San Diego Bay for big spotties during this fall and winter, what areas do you like to target, and what are you throwing? Can't wait to see you at Tackle Day to pick up whatever you recommend. That's from Corey in Escondido.
Yeah, man. San Diego Bay, big spotties. There are some. I mean, at San Diego Bay, there definitely are some big ones in San Diego Bay. But it's the land of like 9 to 12 inches. I mean, if you want to take a child and just have a good time, we talked about surf fishing, but the back of San Diego Bay is so full of like 11, 12, 13 inches. There's so many back there. You a 50 fish day is no problem. If you want a big one, they're around the structure and the pylons right here in a basin right here, Rick, that we're overlooking.
Right.
There are a lot of 2 pounders, you know, pound and a half to 3 pounders. Three pounders of golden guppy.
That's a big holy grail.
That's right. A big one. And I know some of the tournament guys have done really well in on the other side of Shelter Island, like Kona Kai and that whole
in between all the moorings and the docks and the pilings and rocks, and
there's sunken stuff and you know, dock floats that have sunk out, and There's all kinds of structure down there. Yeah, and it holds all those big ones. Mission Bay is a place, I hate to give it up for those that enjoy it. I enjoy it there. It's a lot of good ones.
Yeah, a lot of big ones.
A lot of two-pounders.
That's cool. Yeah. And nothing, we always joke when you were fishing in the bay, you know, you get a bite, like, oh, man, it's a good fish. Well, that's always our joke. Well, I either have a three-pound sand bass or I've got a legal or a sub-legal spotty. You know,
yeah.
They're voracious. They pull hard. The one thing I know is I just have trouble not being, like, overboard about it. You make the best of what there is in every size. I fish a ton. I grew up fishing, I know you call it a 2.5-inch.
It's a skinny 3.
Yeah, exactly. We call it the 3-inch skinny at the shop.
But I went to call it 2.5 just to
differentiate
between
the
3-inch. Yeah,
total.
Exactly. Yeah.
That thing on an 1/8-ounce lead head will get you bites everywhere you go,
Yes. Whenever
the condition, whatever the condition, anything. That is the number, for me, that is the number one get a bite lure of everything that you make. That on a little darter head, it's a little bait fish.
From Barrett to the bay.
Yeah, for real.
Seriously.
However, Corey's question being, what's your best bet for big ones? My biggest spotties have all been incidental catches while we were trying to catch sand bass.
Yeah.
And we try to catch sand bass in a little bit deeper water, associated tight to structure, fishing a bait that's 5 inches or larger. You know, caught a lot of my biggest spotties have been on a 7-inch viejo trying to catch a big sand bass.
I've caught them on 8-inch slugs before.
I believe
Like they'll eat it. The largest one I ever caught was 4.25.
Oh, my God.
Big one.
What?
That was on a creature bait that I made at night on the Long Beach wall.
Crazy.
Yes.
4.25.
4.25 legit.
How does that even look like?
I know.
And how did it not rock you? You know, you think a 4-pounder is going to get you into whatever it's living around.
We weighed it. That was not a part of our tournament weight. It was during a tournament. We had, I don't remember the exact weight, 35 point something pounds.
Crazy.
For 5 fish.
Crazy.
8.5-pound sand bass was part of the limit.
Oh, my God.
And we, listen, you ready for this? 35-pound limit, and we were in third place.
Jeez.
Yes. There was like 38 pounds, I think.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Nighttime.
Rad. It just, the conditions were right, and the big fish was biting.
4.25-pound spotty.
I would love to see something that big. That's crazy.
They're Cabrillas.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's a pinto bass.
But a 3-pounder is a guppy.
No doubt.
Yeah, the golden guppy.
That's the one. Hey, appreciate the text very much. Corey, you had a good text you were saying, Santa Fe, right?
I do, yeah. There's so many good ones coming through, Rick, and it's been such a fun morning and having a good time. I want to take it to in a direction, Rick. Okay.
All right.
Good morning, guys. Open format, one of my favorite shows. Question concerning daisy chains. Never really fished with them. What's the principle behind them? How is the rigging set up? And what do you recommend as far as who makes the best one? Any specific colors, shapes, or patterns? And that comes from, says thank you, and it's Kurt.
Kurt, I think local fishing out here, one of the very best get a jig strike lures you could troll is one of those cedar plug daisy chains. And I think they're fantastic. And there's plenty of people to make them. I like the one from the Ahi company, which is an offshoot of Promar. And it comes rigged well. I think they do a good job with their rigging. They rig it out of the package with heavy fluorocarbon and appropriate hook. For me, their stock rigging is a little bit long. I like to take the thing and cut it apart and re-rig it exactly the same way, just in a slightly shorter version that just makes it easier as the angler to deal with. I for our type of tuna fishing, for school-sized tuna, anytime you can get away from having a crew member having to, to hand-over-hand wire the fish to the boat, I always like to avoid that. So I like that a little bit more streamlined. And for me, it doesn't need to get crazy. There are two ways that you can rig a daisy chain. Everything directly in line so that you put like a little stop on your main line and your cedar plug or your feather or whatever your chaining will then hit that stop and makes a straight line. The other thing is to use branch lines. And so imagine, you put your little stopper in the same place, but you'll use a double barrel crimp and you put one side of the main line through one piece of the barrel. Then you take a second piece of line, you burn the end so it mushrooms up, and you put that in the other side of the double barrel crimp. crimp that to the line, and then run your cedar plug off of that. And it then kind of springs the lure outward, and they flop a little more, make a little more commotion. Maybe.
I can see it, Rick, because you're not having it streamlined.
Exactly.
Aquadynamic, and that un-aquadynamic motion gives it
a little more flop, a little more commotion. Now, one of the reasons that cedar plugs get bit so good is because they've got that natural path through the water snaking around because they're a blunt end and the water just finds its own path over the lead and by the wood.
And I think they're weighted unequally
right.
as well.
Yeah. So they're what I'm saying is I think that there are pros and cons to both, and there's definitely not a book like, oh, they get bit better if they're branched off, or they get bit worse if they're done this way. Like, they both certainly work, and those would be a little way of experimenting and playing with that.
It's a great private boat.
Oh God, for getting jig bites.
Yeah.
One of the very best.
And it could be a 15, 20-pound yellowfin, or it could be a 150-pound bluefin. Like, they all eat it.
That's it. And, right? We've done a lot of that. There's some of our big hitter 4-pack charter boats come in every year, and, they want a cedar plug daisy chain that's rigged so that you could catch a cow on it. We do some different things. Like, we have some very heavy-duty Blue Marlin-style trolling hooks that are needle eye, that don't have a traditional round eye, and they're done so that we can make a wired hook set and still keep it real streamlined, but they fit inside of a cedar plug. So imagine a very heavy-duty forged-style tuna hook, but inside of your cedar instead of a, 3407 that's kind of a skinny wire. So we do some modifications. We'll rig them on 150 or 200-pound fluorocarbon, and those guys have had those real big ones. Fishing it the same way you'd fish a Mad Mac or Marauder, long ways off the rod, real clean water, and we've seen a lot of high 100 and even 200-pounders caught on those cedar plug chains, just modified the rigging a little bit.
I hope that helps Kurt.
That's
some great information. Rick, I want to read one more before the end of the show, and the reason I want to read this, it describes how blessed we are and where we live.
I can't wait to hear it.
And how prolific our fishery is here. And this comes from Cliff in Blossom Valley. And Cliff writes this one. It's a little long, but it's so special. I got to read it. Hey, guys, I love this free format show. These past 3 weeks, you got to remember, all this is in the past 3 weeks. I've been incredible with a son and getting a 145-pound bluefin near the 302.
Congratulations.
After a two-hour battle on a Tranks with a stick bait, how about that? Kind of cool, right? Brutalized.
That's a brutal one. I've been there. That's a tough one.
And they had 7 yellowtail over 25 pounds last week, really close to Mission Bay. Doesn't want to give up the spot.
What a day.
Right?
Nor should he.
Right, exactly. 7 yellowtail over 25 pounds last week, really close to Mission Bay. 3 lobster nights of limits. 42 lobsters.
Jeez.
Right? Woohoo! With some being big ones. And for lobstering, I've used many light options, and the Promar electric lights are the new setups. Really simple, light and bright. It's just complimenting the Promar light system, yeah. And thanks for all the great info, he says. But I brought that up
that's
the last 3 weeks.
That's happening right now.
Right now. Yeah. Like, this is where we live.
I dig it. And it's cool. We sometimes take it for granted of all of this show was a perfect example of all the cool stuff there is to do. I would have never thought that the main topic of today would be lobsters.
We've no idea.
Yeah, and that's what's going on right now. Like, there's so much cool stuff that you just never know what it's going to be, and it's a good example that there's so much cool stuff happening right now.
3 lobster nights with his son and 42 lobsters all together, right?
That's getting after it.
145-pound bluefin and 7 yellowtail. Outside of Mission Bay.
Break out the butter.
I know it. Is that squid stuff still happening on the coast?
Is that
a combination with that yellow?
There definitely is squid on the coast, both at the Outer Islands and on the coast. The coastal squid hasn't had as much game fish on it as it sometimes does in other years, but it absolutely is still around, both for a shot at catching game fish and then catching that bait and transferring it somewhere else to then fish with it and maybe catch halibut or fish the kelp line or whatever.
Such a fun show.
Great
it's one, a beautiful
man.
Place we live. We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and at 97.3 The Fan.
Enter into fall with powerful deals on new Yamaha outboards during Yamaha's
Fall into Savings sales event. From now until December 8th, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 30 to 450 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of coverage protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit for 150 to 450 horsepower outboards. Looking for lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new eligible Yamaha 2.5 to 25 horsepower outboard and receive up to $700 in dealer credit. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends December 8, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models exclude 24 or 36-month Yamaha extended service contracts added to factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24 or 36-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Lobster season is here, and success starts with the right gear. And no one does it better than Promar. Based in SoCal, Promar's Ambush Series hoop nets and accessories are trusted by the most dedicated lobster fishermen on the coast. If you're a serious lobster fisherman or a beginner, Promar makes the gear and shares the information you need to be successful on the water. Promar, the name behind more lobster limits than any other. Visit promarihe.com to gear up today.
If you're into saltwater fishing, Saturday, November 1st, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We don't hold back on this one. Spectacular savings on a huge assortment of saltwater tackle. Over 20 tackle manufacturers' reps teaching and showing the latest product. Join our free casting contest and show your surface iron casting skill. Amazing seminars by some of top names in the business. A huge raffle benefiting Rollo's kids. It's our biggest sale of the year. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, accessories, and more. Saturday, November 1st.
Hi, my name is Chris Webb, and I'm one of the owners of Nature Fed Beef Company. We've started Nature Fed to bring families the highest quality beef that you can get in Southern California. Did you know when you buy ground beef at the store, it can contain hundreds, if not thousands, of different cows? All our cows are pasture-raised and pasture-finished. They roam and graze on green grass miles away from any freeways, assuring low levels of cortisol and some of the best meat quality that you can get. These animals are raised in God's country, in the Klamath Basin and just outside of Corning, California. We sell our cow shares in quarters, half, and full cows. This gives you a cut from every piece of the cow, and all the meat you buy comes from the same cow. We deliver it right to your door, packaged and ready for your freezer. Let's Talk Hookup listeners can enjoy $250 off any beef order with the code HOOKUP. Give us a call at 619-324-3555 to order, or visit naturefedbeef.com. $250 off any beef order with the code HOOKUP. Visit naturefedbeef.com.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver. Or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost. But not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Rick, I'm flipping the coin. You ready?
Let's see it. Mission Bell, full-day trip.
Flipped a couple times right there. But it does go to a caller, and that's Hills in Ventura.
Hey, congratulations,
right?
Hills.
Yeah, great full-day trip on the Mission Bell, man.
Yeah, and they've been having some great fishing, and you're going to get to go participate in that, and appreciate it very much. Corey, these are my favorite times, getting to hang out, talk fishing, just have fun, just do what we do. And
dude, I'm going home making 7-inch flukes for Tackle Day.
I think you got a lot to make, dude. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, man, we have a couple of great shows coming for you next weekend as well. Next Saturday, if you want to talk surface iron, we have the guys in the studio. Jerry Guzman from JRI Lures and Danny Wade, surface iron expert extraordinaire. They have a brand new jig that they are debuting, the DW3. Oh. So we'll be talking a lot about that. I can tell you I got to see one. It's fantastic. So it'll be really fun to
talk. Will we have that at Tackle Day?
Hopefully. I hope so. Yeah, yeah, I hope so. And if we do, it'll be buy two, get one free. He's another guy just like you, threw in a little extra. There's going to be some buy two, get two deals there.
Bring it on.
So that'll be fun. And then another great one next Sunday, Captain Benny Florentino from Coastal Charters, as well as Maddie Florentino from Salty Crew. So that'll be another great show. Hey, we really appreciate you listening. Next Saturday and Sunday, we'll be here live on Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, as well as 97.3 The Fan. Big thanks to Jeff for keeping us on the air. Big thanks to Adam for keeping us on the app.